One of them, ornamented with six discs, is identical in shape with the pin which fastens the chiton, tunic, on the shoulders of the Fates on the François vase in Florence, 6th century BC. A pendant covered with diagonal patterns consisting of minute globules of gold soldered down on the surface of the pendant was made by precisely the same process of soldering down minute globules of gold and arranging them in the same patterns that abounds in a series of gold ornaments in the British Museum which were found at Camiros in Rhodes and which were dated to the 7th or 8th century. Among the pottery of the ordinary Mycenaean and pre-Mycenaean type gems were found. A scarab bears the cartouche of Thy, the queen of Amenhotep III, and must therefore be placed in the same rank as those other cartouches of her husband, found at Ialysos, on Rhodes, and Mycenae, which hitherto have played so conspicuous a part in determining the Mycenaean antiquities as being in some instances of that date, 15th century. 4. As for the porcelain, it may fairly be ranked with the series of Phoenician silver and bronze bowls from Nimrud of about the 8th century. A porcelain head of a woman from Encomi seems to be Greek, not only in her features, but also in the way in which her hair is gathered up at the back in a net, just as on the 6th century vases of this shape. Greek vases of this shape differ, of course, in being of a more advanced artistic style, and in having a handle. But it may fairly be questioned whether these differences can represent any very long period of time. Murray surveyed the glass. In several tombs, but particularly in one, we found vases of variegated glass, differing but slightly in shape and fabric from the fine series of glass vases obtained from the tombs of Camiros, and dating from the 7th and 6th centuries, or even later in some cases. It happens, however, that these slight differences of shape and fabrics bring our Encomi glass vases into direct comparison with certain specimens found by Professor Flinders Petrie at Gurab in Egypt, and now in the British Museum. If Professor Petrie is right in assigning his vases to about 1400 BC, 5 Encomi specimens must follow suit. It appears that he had found certain fragmentary specimens of this particular glassware beside a porcelain necklace, to which belonged an amulet stamped with the name of Tutankhamun, that is to say, about 1400 BC. Murray comes to the conclusion that Phoenicians manufactured the glassware of Gurab and Encomi at one and the same time. Consequently, the question is, what was that time? For the present we must either accept Professor Petrie's date, about 1400 BC, based on scanty observations collected from the poor remains of a foreign settlement in Egypt, or fall back on the ordinary method of comparing the glass vessels of Gurab with those from Greek tombs of the 7th century BC, or later, and then allowing a reasonable interval of time for the slight changes of shape or fabric which may have intervened. In matters of chronology, it is no new thing for the Egyptians to instruct the Greeks, as we know from the pages of Herodotus. With this last remark the excavator at Encomi came close to the real problem, but he shrank from it. He did not dare to revise Egyptian chronology, all he asked was that the age of the Mycenaean period be reduced. How to do this he did not know. He quoted an author, Helbig, who thought that all Mycenaean culture was really Phoenician culture, the development of which remained at a standstill for 7 centuries. In 1896 there was found in a tomb at Thebes in Egypt a bronze patera, a shallow vessel, which in shape and decoration has so much in common with the bronze Phoenician bowls from Nimrud that we feel some surprise on being told that the coffins with which it was found belong unmistakably to the time of Amenhotep III or the first years of Amenophi IV, Akhenaten. It is admitted that this new patera had been a foreign import into Egypt. Equally the relationship between it and the bronze Phoenician bowls is undeniable, so that again we are confronted with Helbig's theory of a lapse of 7 centuries during which little artistic progress or decline had been effected. 6. It was necessary to assume a state of hibernation of almost 700 years. The endeavor of the excavator of Encomi was directed toward bringing the Mycenaean age closer in time by 500 or 600 years, so that there would be no chasm between the Mycenaean age and the Greek age. As curator of Greek and Roman antiquities of the British Museum, he constantly had before him the numerous connections and relations between Mycenaean and Greek art, which could not be explained if an interval of many centuries lay between them. He tried to disconnect the link between Mycenaean and Egyptian archaeologies and chronologies, but he felt that this was an unsolvable problem. The proposal to reduce the time of the Mycenaean Age was rejected by the scholarly world. Arthur J. Evans, at the time having just embarked on a long series of excavations at Knossos on Crete, came out against Murray's work, so full of suggested chronological deductions and, if its authors, that is, A. S. Murray and his collaborators, will pardon the expression, archaeological insinuations, all pointing in the same direction, namely, a chronology which brings the pure Mycenaean style down to the age of the tyrants of the 8th century, and makes it the immediate predecessor of the Ionian Greek art of the 7th century BC 7. Evans had to admit that nothing is clearer than that Ionian art in many respects represents the continuity of Mycenaean tradition, but he built his argument on the manifold connections of Mycenaean art with Egypt of the 18th dynasty. Are not the flasks of the Enkommi tomb almost as numerous in Egyptian tombs of the 18th dynasty? A fine gold collar or pectoral inlaid with glass paste, found in Enkommi, has gold pendants in 9 different batters, 8 of which are well-known designs of the time of Akhenaten, Amenhotep IV, but are not found a century later. The metal ring of Enkommi, with cartouches of the heretic Akhenaten, is especially important because he was not a pharaoh whose cartouches were imitated at later periods, and so on. One of the silver vases of Enkommi, Evans wrote, is of great interest as representing the type of the famous gold cup of the Vafio tomb. 8 These cups, as their marvelous repoussé designs sufficiently declare, belong to the most perfect period of Mycenaean art. This should establish that the theory of the latency of Mycenaean art for 6 or 7 centuries after its flowering in the second millennium cannot help to solve the problem of Enkommi. The Enkommi finds date from the apogee of the Mycenaean Age. Evans insisted that the material supplied by the Cypriot graves takes us back at every point to a period contemporary with that of the mature art of the class as seen in the Aegean area, and this despite his own admission that a number of objects from Enkommi point to a later age, like the porcelain figures which present the most remarkable resemblance, as Dr. Murray justly pointed out, to some Greek painted vases of the 6th century BC. Nevertheless, he concluded with regret that views so subversive should come from so high an authority in classical studies. Two scholars clashed because one of them saw the close connection between Mycenaean art and the Greek art of the 7th century, and the other saw the very same Mycenaean objects disinterred in the Egypt of Akhenaten, dated to the 14th century. The Mycenaean age has no timetable of its own independent of that of Egypt. I have referred to this question in the chapter dealing with Ras Shamra in Ages in Chaos. If Evans had had some evidence, independent of Egypt, on which to calculate the ages of the Minoan and Mycenaean cultures, we would have needed to take into account all Minoan and Mycenaean chronological material, as we did with the Egyptian. But there is none. 9. The chronological scheme depends ultimately upon Egyptian datings of Aegean pottery, wrote H. R. Hall Comerton, who served as curator of Egyptian and Assyrian antiquities at the British Museum. Using this Egyptian evidence as his guide, and checking the results of excavation with its aid, Sir Arthur Evans finds that the Bronze Age pottery and with it the general culture of Crete divides itself into 3 main chronological periods, early, middle, and late, each of which again is divided into 3 sub-periods. 11. The Mycenaean Age started at the same time as the late Minoan Age. Dr. Murray's case was lost. He had built its defense on 2 points, one strong, the other weak. His strong point was this: he analyzed and made clear the close interrelation between Mycenaean culture and the early Greek culture of the 7th century. His weak point was his anxiety to disregard the connection between Mycenaean culture and the Egyptian world of the end of the 18th dynasty. But in Al-Amarna of Akhenaten, scattered heaps of Mycenaean ware were found. It was asked, which fact should be given greater weight by an unbiased judge, the close relation between Mycenaean and Greek cultures or the fact that Mycenaean ware was found in the city of El Amarna, Akhetaten, which was built and destroyed in the 14th century. The verdict in the matter of the age of Mycenae was unanimous. Its period of greatest influence is dated between the 15th and the 12th centuries. This Mycenaean ware did not appear in large quantities in Egypt until about 1375 BC, and little of it was received in the coastal countries. After the middle of the 13th century, therefore, whenever a piece of it is found in place in an ancient city, it dates the context between about 1375, the first year of Akhenaten according to the presently accepted chronology 12 and 1225 BC.13. The verdict with regard to Nkomi was, in the words of Hall, as follows. Excavations of the British Museum at Nkomi and Hala Sultanteck, near Larnaca on Cyprus, have brought to light tombs filled with objects of Minoan or Mycenaean art, now mostly in the British Museum, most of which cannot be later in date than the 14th and 13th centuries BC. The Egyptian objects found in them are demonstrably of this date, and not later, being all of the late 18th and 19th dynasties. Rings of Akhenaten, Akhenaten, and a scarab of Ptah, Ptah, mother of Akhenaten, have been found here as at Mycenae, and fine Egyptian necklaces of gold also, which, from their style, one would adjudge to the 18th or 19th dynasty. Probably, too, the greater part of the treasure of gold work found in the tombs and now in the British Museum is of this early date. The golden tiaras and bands certainly seem to connect with those of the Mycenaean shaft graves. But at the same time there are many objects of later date, such as a bronze tripod, which are demonstrably of the Diplon period, and cannot be earlier than the 10th or 9th century. 14. Thus, in effect the excavator of Nkomi is accused of having been unable to distinguish burials of different ages in a grave. 15. He denied that the graves of Nkomi had been reused. Somewhere I came upon the expression, the scandal of Nkomi. I ask, was the excavator to be blamed for something that was not his fault? The allegation that possibly objects dating from two different epochs were mixed up in Murray's archaeological heaps does not meet his main arguments. His elaborated statements dealt with simultaneous relationships of single objects with Egypt of the 14th century and Assyria and Greece of the 9th and 8th centuries. We learn from this case the fact which both sides admitted. The Greek culture of the 7th century has many interrelations with Mycenaean culture. The resulting chronological gap, as we have seen in Chapter 1, had to be taken as a dark age. Cyprus, no less than Greece itself, passed through a long and tedious dark age. Cyprus withdrew into herself, and life during this transitional age was dull and poverty-stricken, unenterprising and dim, and after the Mycenaean age came to its close elsewhere, in Cyprus it was perpetuated. 16. A generation after the excavations at Nkomi. In 1896, other excavators opened more graves there and passed the following judgment. The burials in the graves belong to the Second or Bronze Age, its late or third period, the second part, out of three, of this third period, more precisely to the subdivisions A, 9 graves, B, 10 graves, and C, 8 graves. Also a few belong to late Bronze Era and Ib. Thus the graves on the Acropolis are all intermingled with each other in a seemingly arbitrary way. 17. What does this mean? It means that simple and great questions are eclipsed by nomenclatures. In recent years French and French-British campaigns at Nkomi 18 have failed to solve the problems left by the British Museum excavations of 1896. The finds are still evaluated by Egyptian chronology. Turins. The same problem that caused the difference of opinions at Nkomi and at the Heraeion of Olympia arose at other excavated sites. To demonstrate this on another case of Greek archaeology, I chose Turins, southeast of Mycenae. Turins was excavated by Schliemann and de Erpfeld in 1884-85. Along with Mycenae, it was an important center of Mycenaean culture. On the Acropolis, foundations of a palace were discovered, together with Mycenaean ware, and mixed with it, 1 geometric ware of the 8th century and archaic ware of the 6th century were found, among them many little flasks in which libations had been brought to the sacred place. 2. According to Schliemann, Trins was destroyed simultaneously with Mycenae and the palace was burned down, but his collaborator D'Urpfeld, who agreed with him as to the time the palace had been built, disagreed as to when it was destroyed, and their opinions differed by 600 years. 3. From Greek literature it is known that in early Greek times, in the 8th or 7th century and until the first part of the 5th century, there was a temple of Hera in Tiryns which was deserted when the Argives vanquished the city in -460. In later times Tiryns was occasionally visited by travelers coming to pay homage to the sacred place of bygone days. 4. When the excavation of Tiryns was resumed in 1905 by a team headed by A. Frickenhaus and continued in the following years, special attention was paid to the question of the time in which the Mycenaean palace there was destroyed. On the site of the palace and, in part, on its original foundations a smaller edifice was built, identified as the Temple of Hera of Greek times. The excavators felt that many facts point to the conclusion that the Greek temple was built over the Mycenaean palace very shortly after the palace was destroyed by fire. 5. The altar of the temple was an adaptation of the Mycenaean palace altar. 6. The plan of the Mycenaean palace was familiar to the builders of the temple, the floor of the palace served as the floor of the temple. 7. However, the Greek temple was built in the 7th century. 8. After deliberating on the evidence, the excavators refused to accept the end of the Mycenaean age in the second millennium as the time of the destruction of the palace, and decided that the palace had survived until the 7th century. In their opinion, the Mycenaean pottery was the refuse of an early stage of the palace, the terracotta figures and flasks of archaic 7th century type were offerings of the pilgrims to the Greek temple of Hera. A continuity of culture from Mycenaean to Greek times was claimed, even the worship of Hera, they felt, must have been inherited. 9. Frickenhaus and his team realized that their explanation required some unusual assumptions, for instance, that the inhabitants of the palace did not undertake any alteration for the entire period of more than half a millennium, 10, and that in one part of the palace the refuse of centuries was preserved, while in another part life went on. 11. But the excavators knew no other explanation, because it was clear to them that the fire of the palace was followed immediately by the erection of the temple. 12. A decade later, when the temple of Hera was found to be very similar in plan to a Mycenaean building excavated at Koraku, near Corinth, grave doubts were expressed about the correctness of the above interpretations of the excavators of Tiryns, who had been involved in a number of difficulties, both architectural and chronological. 13. The critic, C. W. Bludgeon, agreed that the temple had been built immediately after the palace was destroyed, but he could not agree that the temple was a building of the 7th century. How is it possible, if a Greek temple was established at the Mycenaean level in the Megaron, the throne room, and if the open court before the Megaron was used at its Mycenaean level from the 7th century B.C. onward, how is it then possible that this same area was later covered over with almost purely Mycenaean debris? 14. He therefore concluded that the later building within the Megaron at Tiryns is not a Greek temple but a reconstruction carried out toward the end of the Mycenaean period after the destruction of the palace by fire. He also denied the significance of the capital of a Doric column found during the excavation of the temple. Although Bludgeon's arguments seemed to carry weight when he denied that the Mycenaean palace had survived the Mycenaean age by almost 5 centuries, they appeared without force when he asserted that the building erected on the foundations of the palace was not a Greek temple. 15. Bludgeon's view was also questioned by an eminent classicist, M.P. Nielsen. 16. Because it is as inconceivable that the Greek temple was built in the 13th century as it is that the Mycenaean palace stood until the 7th century without alterations, its floor not even showing signs of wear. 17 Nielsen confessed his inability to draw a conclusion. The time of the reconstruction being uncertain, the question whether or not the building is the Temple of Hera remains unanswerable. 18. In a book on the architecture of the Palace of Tiryns, another excavator of that city, K. Muller, arrived at the conclusion that the difference of opinions is irreconcilable, but he shared the view of the scholars who ascribe the palace fire to about -750 and consider the edifice a Greek temple. 19. Most of the archaeologists agreed on the continuity of the culture and cult of both buildings. 20. But each of the attempts to bridge the chasm of almost 500 years met with insurmountable difficulties. The answer would not be difficult if the Mycenaean age were not displaced by this interval of time, pushed back into history, before its proper place. Mute witnesses. The divergence of almost 500 years in the archaeological age evaluations repeats itself with respect to many sites of the Greek past. Because two timetables are applied simultaneously to the past of Greece, one built on the evidences of Greece itself, the other on the evidences of relations with Egypt, a clash of opinions in matters of age appraisal is almost inevitable. The theory that a period covering the 7th century and extending, perhaps, into the 8th century, was the time in which pottery and other antiquities of the Mycenae class were produced for the home market of Greece and possibly in Greece itself, Murray 1 was pronounced an archaeological insinuation, Evans 2. The other attempt at synchronizing the geometric with the Mycenaean ware by ascribing them to the second millennium, De Erpfeld, was called the naivete of complete ignorance, Furtwängler. 3. The separation of the Mycenaean age from the Greek age by 500 years of dark age was paid for with an ever-growing mass of conflicting facts. Already in the shaft tombs of Mycenae some of the finds bore conflicting and unreconcilable evidence. Nor is the evidence of Greek excavation always as simple and convincing as it looks. It has been usual to regard all the contents of the Acropolis graves at Mycenae as dating more or less to the same period. But some of the objects from these graves can be shown, if we are not to throw aside all that we have learned of the development of early Greek art, to be of far later date than others. 4. The same author admitted that the graves in Greece were as a rule not reused. This makes the presence of objects of two different epochs in the Mycenaean graves in Greece very enigmatic. 5. The epochs, as usual, are separated by close to 500 years. 6. A votive Cretan cave. On Crete a long interval is thought to separate the last period of the Minoan civilization from the late geometric period in art and history, which belong in the 8th century, 600 years of dark age if Evans is right that the Minoan civilization came to its end in -1400, and 400 years if Leonard Palmer is right in claiming that it endured to almost -1200. But if, as we maintain, the Minoan civilization continued until the 8th century or even until the later part of it, then, of course, the Minoan ware in its latest style must be found contemporary with the geometric ware, and the same perplexing relations would be discovered on Crete as were discovered in continental Greece. The Dictaean cave on Crete supplied the Cretan collection in Oxford's Ashmolean Museum with many objects. The cave was a votive place in the late Minoan III age and an abundance of bronze figures was stored there. J. Boardman published a study of the Cretan collection and tried to classify the finds by their style and affiliation. 1. Of bronze figurines of men from the votive cave he wrote, "These Cretan figures have been dated, apparently by style, to late Minoan III. They must be related in some way to the well-known geometric type of mainland Greece which exhibits the same characteristics." 2. Of the bronze figures of women from the same cave, the author says, "Although no such figures of women have been recovered from late Minoan III deposits, elsewhere, it is likely that the crudest specimens from the cave are of this date, although Pendlebury III thought some might be geometric." 4. The bronze male and female figurines divided the experts, with the Minoan and the geometric ages contesting for them. Would the animal figures from the same assemblage make the decision easier? Again, there is as yet no reason to believe that bronze animal votives are being made uninterruptedly from Minoan to geometric times. It should then be possible to distinguish the early from the late, but it is not easy. 5. Next came knives with human heads at the end of the handles. The style of the head is exceptionally fine. Its superficial resemblance to a group of Cretan geometric bronzes is noteworthy, and although the shape of the blade and solid handle point to the latest Bronze Age, there is much in the style to be explained. The layers in which it was found suggest a Middle Minoan III Late Minoan I context, and this considerably complicates the problem to which no solution is offered here. 6. A cut-out plaque from the cave is of a woman with a full skirt. The dress and pose, with elbows high, seem Minoan, but the decoration of the small bosses is more geometric in spirit. 7. Thus bronze figurines, rings and plaques perplex the art expert when he tries to determine the period from which they date, and the difference frequently amounts to more than half a millennium. Will not then the pottery, vases and dishes, the hallmark of their age, throw some light on the problem? For the storage jars with reliefs, pithoi, from the Dictaean cave, to authorities 8 imply a geometric date, but to other authorities 9 have them Minoan. 10. Then what is the verdict of the fifth expert, familiar with the opinions of the other 4? It is tempting to see in these pieces the immediate predecessors of the finely molded and impressed pithoi of 7th century Crete. But for these the independent inspiration of mainland Greece or the islands can be adduced, and the cave fragments are best regarded as purely Minoan in date. 11. The very same features tend to confuse the experts. Some Cretan vases have a very characteristic decoration on them, and it could be expected that this would help solve the problem of the age, but it does not. There are several Cretan examples of heads or masks being used to decorate the necks of vases. The example from Knossos was published by Evans as Minoan, and the signs on the cheeks thought to be signs in a linear script. The technique and the decoration tell against this. The patterns are purely geometric. The outline of the features is common in Cretan geometric. 12. In other cases the confusion is still greater when a decision is to be made between the Minoan, or Mycenaean, of the 2nd millennium, the geometric of the 8th century and the archaic of the 7th-6th centuries. The case of the votive Dictaean cave and its contents was selected here to illustrate how the problem stands on Crete. The verdict drawn by the art expert quoted on these pages did not clarify the issue by its recourse to our ignorance of what transpired during the Dark Age. After the collapse or overthrow of the major Bronze Age civilizations of the Aegean world in the 12th century BC, Crete, with the rest of Greece, entered upon a dark age which the still inadequate archaeological record can illuminate but little, and the literary record not at all. 13. Etruria. The Etruscans are thought to have arrived in northern Italy sometime before the end of the 8th century before the present era. In Etruria, between the rivers Arno and Tiber, are found vaulted structures erected by the Etruscans. They are of the type known as false vaulting. O. W. von Vacano in his Etruscans in the Ancient World, 1960, comments with wondering. The Mycenaean corridor design and follows, circular dome tomb, structures are related to the vaulted buildings which make their appearance in the orientalizing period in Etruria, and here it is even more difficult to solve, even though the connection itself is undisputed. 1. The Etruscan vaulted chambers impress one by their similarity to Mycenaean architecture. Other Etruscan structures of the 7th-6th centuries also show such similarity. The remains of the city walls of Populonia, Vetulonia and Drusilli, consisting of huge stone blocks which have a Mycenaean look, do not date further back than the end of the 6th century BC. Their gateways may well have had arches rounded like the entrance doors to the Grotta Campana, on the outskirts of Vai, which dates from the second half of the 7th century BC, and is one of the earliest painted chamber tombs of Etruria. 2. A dilemma no less serious is posed by a vase fashioned by a Greek master who signed it with his name, Aristonatos, figure, between -675 and -650. He studied in Athens, then migrated to Syracuse, Sicily, and later to Etruria, Tuscany. The vase was found at Cerveteri, in southern Etruria.